And joining us live on Skype, CBS investigative correspondent Catherine Herridge, who was inside the Manhattan District Attorney's office and just finished listening to DA Alvin Bragg speak. Catherine, good to have you back. What did the DA say that stood out the most to you?
Well, he essentially told reporters that here in New York State, it doesn't matter if it's a white-collar crime or a business records crime, that they will prosecute it. And he gave us more details about the counts involved, the falsifying of business records. He said checks, invoices, and general ledger entries. And this was over a two-year period, 2015 to 2017, of course, in that lead up to the 2016 election.
And of course, he said that this was a clear violation of New York election law. Can you talk about that?
Well, he talked about election law, and he talked about the need for transparency. And he also talked, unfortunately, cryptically about the fact that he has new evidence now that was not available to other teams of prosecutors that declined to move forward on this case. Going through the indictment, while it doesn't charge a conspiracy, it certainly paints a picture of a conspiracy with several payments, not only to the porn actress Stormy Daniels, but also Trump doorman by American Media, so what was the parent company of the National Enquirer. So it paints a picture of a broader conspiracy to conceal information from the voters.
So what has been the response either from the former president or his lawyers?
Well, he's got a new lawyer on this case, Todd Blanche. I spoke with an attorney who's worked with Blanche in the past, and he said that he's not afraid to kind of wade into a difficult case and that he believes he sees this one as one of overreach. He spoke to reporters outside the courthouse and said the former president is reviewing the indictment, but very frustrated by what he's reading and that he intends to fight onwards. It's not clear at this point how vocal the former president will be able to be on social media. I understand that he was admonished by the judge for some of his earlier statements, though did not go as far as to place a gag order on the parties.
Yeah, that was really interesting to me because the judge admonished him for the rather sharp comments he made against DA Alvin Bragg and himself. So I wonder tonight what the former president's demeanor will be and what he's actually going to say, how this affects that.
Well, here I'm just offering my best sort of informed view of what may happen. That seemed to me like the warning shot from the judge in this case. This judge has a history. He presided over the Trump Organization case. And in that case specifically, he declined to let the defense attorneys argue that this was a selective prosecution, which sounds like a legal track that they may take in this case as well, that he's being singled out because he's Donald Trump. The admonition from the judge should certainly play into the former president's comments this evening, but if anything can be said about Donald Trump, he is unpredictable and a disruptor. So we could look for more of that this evening.
Catherine, always good to talk to you. Thanks so much for helping us out this afternoon.
Sure, thanks. Of course. Happy to do it. Thanks.
CBS senior investigative correspondent Catherine Herridge on Skype.